Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Jesus said, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. This is the first of Jesus' famous sayings at the beginning of his Sermon on the Mount, popularly known as the Beatitudes. It takes us right to the heart of Jesus' good news. It's vital that we understand what Jesus was saying, and also what he was not saying. He was definitely not saying that poverty is a wonderful thing, because it isn't. Poverty is a tragic state that limits life and opportunity and causes real suffering to those who experience it. Jesus was talking about people who realize that they're unable to cope without God. They recognize that they can only be helped by God reaching out to them and blessing them. The truth is that God longs to bless everyone, but is unable to do so until we realize our need. All the time we imagine that we can cope by ourselves, God cannot get close to us. The wonderful thing about this saying of Jesus is that he's not promising his blessings in the distant future. His blessings come here and now to the person who is open to him. The moment we recognize our need of him, God is ready to bless us. And his blessing is to admit us to his kingdom. Once again, this isn't something distant from us, but happens wherever God is allowed to be in charge. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. God's kingdom comes wherever we welcome God as king. That can happen in our lives right now if only we will admit that we need him and are willing to open our lives to him. So let me ask you a question. Are you willing to recognize your complete need of God today? Now let me lead you in a prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome you into our lives. We have failed you in so many ways and displeased you. Please forgive us and help us to commit every part of our lives to you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.